Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the jot-em-down store. Lum appears to be in a very highly nervous state. Listen.
Hey, Dogies, what's the matter with you this morning, Lum? Everything you pick up, you drop.
I know it. I'm just as nervous and jumpy as a rabbit's nose.
Well, you sure do act it. What's wrong with you anyway?
I just can't work and straighten up the store with somebody watching me all the time, Abner.
I ain't watching you. I'm busy painting this no sign I'm putting up here. If you don't see it on the shelf, don't ask for it. We ain't got it. Getting tired of saying no to everybody around here.
Granny, somebody's watching me.
Somebody?
Yes.
Well, ain't nobody around here but me and you, Lum.
Oh, it ain't you. It's that Coonlin Diamond feller. That's who it is.
Coonlin Diamond
feller? He must be looking through the windows or something.
Have you saw him?
Well, he was over there at the place yesterday.
Oh, at your place?
Sneaking around there all day long.
Oh, my. What does he look like, Lum?
Well, I never actually saw him, but I kept hearing peculiar noises all the time.
Oh?
Seemed like somebody was watching me through the windows all day.
Well, I do know. Well, did he leave any more of them death notes?
Don't say that word, Abner. That word, death.
Oh?
No, but let me tell you what happened on my way home from seeing Miss Emmeline last night. Somebody followed me.
Followed?
Yes, sir.
Who was it?
I never stopped to find out, but I got a pretty good idea.
The Diamond fella, huh?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
I started walking faster, and he started walking faster, and then I started running, and he started running.
Huh.
I bumped into a tree, and might not have tore my shoulder off.
What? Did he bump into a tree, too?
I don't know. I hope so.
Oh.
All I know is I was getting wore out, so I run up on Charlie Redfield's porch and went right in without knocking.
Oh, my.
Fact is, I went right through the screen door.
I bound you had scared the daylights out of old Charlie, didn't you?
No. Him and his woman were sitting there working a crossword puzzle, trying to stay up till a 12 o'clock curfew.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that thing.
So I sat up with them till 12 o'clock, and we looked through the stereoscope, and I looked at Niagara Falls and the
Again?
Flatiron Building and all them things.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Just looks like you're going to jump right out in that water.
I know it.
That thing scares me. I don't like it at all.
Then I never had enough nerve to go outdoors again, so I just hung around till they finally asked me to stay all night.
Oh, over Charlie, huh?
Yeah, they shaking down a pallet for me.
You never went home at all last night?
No, and I'm glad I never neither, because this morning I found out my place had been broke into.
Broke into?
Yes, sir.
Sure enough, Lum?
And as I sure glad the diamond wasn't over at your place, not over at mine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, say, that reminds me. Do you mind if I bring Miss Emmeline over at your place tonight to see the diamond?
To see the diamond.
Yeah. See, last night when I was over seeing Miss Emmeline, I finally told her I had this big diamond, and I told her it might make a nice engagement ring for some certain woman.
Oh? You told her that,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, come right out and said it. Sort of subtitle.
Yeah.
I think she got the idea, though.
Oh.
Oh, right away she got awfully interested and wanted to see it.
Did she show enough? Oh, that's a good sign right there.
Tell you, Admiral, I'm just as good as engaged right now.
Yeah. But I was just thinking here, Lum, don't you believe it'd be better if you just sort of waited on showing her the diamond and sort of surprised her with it?
Well, I can't surprise her. I've done told her about it.
Oh, yeah, that's right, ain't it? Well, come to think of it, Lum, I believe this would be a bad night for Elizabeth for you to come over there. I think she's going to be busy tonight. Putting up bazaars, I think it is.
Putting up bazaars this time of the year?
Okay, that's right. This is a long time of year, ain't it? What's wrong with her, anyway?
Well, wait a minute here. Don't you want us to come over to your place? Is that the
idea? Well, no. I want you to come over there the worst way, Lum, but...
What do you mean, the worst way?
I mean, I'd like to have you over, and I know Elizabeth would, too. She likes you, and she likes Miss Emmeline, but, well, doggies, I might as well tell you. That diamond ain't over there.
Well, ain't over there?
No, it's in at the county seat.
At the county seat? Wait a minute, did you take that with you the other day without telling me?
Well, now, Lum, the only...
I know. You sold it to that jewelry feller, didn't you? You've been trying to get me to sell it, so now you decide to take things into your own hands.
Yeah, well, now, Lom, I'll admit that's what I was aiming to do, but it was Dick Huddleston's idea, not mine.
Dick Huddleston?
Yeah.
What rights he got poking his nose into my business?
Well, see, he was going to explain to you why it was and everything and why it was the best thing to do. And, well, though the way it worked out, I believe it was the best thing to get shut of it, too.
Of all an arm. How much money did you get for it?
What? Well, I never got nothing.
Nothing? Well,
wait a minute now, Lum. Don't go flying off the handlebars. Now, let me explain to you what happened.
Oh, me.
See, I left the diamond with the jewelers in there so as he'd have time to examine it good. And then me and Dick Huddleston and Cedric went over to the lunchroom there and had lunch. And when I come back, why, the jeweler fellow was dead.
Dead?
He died of a heart attack, and he had that diamond in his hand when he died too, Lum.
Be dead,
now, if that don't prove the thing's got a curse on it, I don't know what does.
Oh, goodness. Wait a minute. You mean you just left the diamond there?
Well, naturally, I weren't going to touch the thing.
But that's worth a fortune.
I don't care. I'd rather be poor and alive, Lum.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Well, wait a minute. What was the matter with Dick? Why didn't he have sense enough to get it back?
Well, he don't know I left it. I never told him because I was afraid he'd go back and get it. And so that I just never wanted to take that chance.
Oh, me, this is the worst Monday of my life. Let me get to that phone.
Well, now, Lon, I'll tell you why Dick and me decided to do this.
Want to hear it. Of all the idiotic stunts I ever heard in my life, this outcaps them all. Hello, Mamie.
Been a fair day.
This is Lum Edwards. Oh, I'm tolerably well, thank you. Would you... he's fine, too.
I ain't done it.
Get me the jewelry store at the county seat quick as you can. Yeah, I'll hold the phone.
Now, Lom, don't try to get that diamond back now. It's tainted. Death and destruction follows it, Lom.
Well, you might have got some money out of it anyway.
Well, the jeweler had it, and he's dead. And the fella that had it and sold it to you, he's dead. And you left, he's had it. And he got run over by a car, and you had it, and a rocking chair fell on you, Lom.
Wait a minute. Hello, Mamie.
Oh, we ought to be glad to get shut up.
Closed? For good? Yeah, I know he's dead. Yeah, that's a good idea. Try his house. He must have a family. Yeah, I'll wait.
Mom, I still think you're making a mistake trying to locate that thing.
You keep out of this. You caused me enough trouble for one day.
It's ain't it. I know it is, Mom.
Hello? Is this the jewelry man's residence?
He don't get it.
I know he did, but I want to talk to his woman if he's got one. Oh, when did she do that? Well, where is her hometown? Oh, well, much obliged. Goodbye.
What is it, Mom?
Hey, how do you like that?
Huh?
She's gone.
Gone?
Moved back to her hometown. And whoever that was that answered the phone didn't know what town it was.
I know that's good.
Good?
Yes, sir.
Abner, don't you realize you've just lost a fortune? Don't you realize I was going to get married
Lom,
with that?
Lom. Who's that coming up out? I don't know who that is, but don't get some looks at him. I believe I got a pretty good idea. Look at her.
Goodness, you don't recognize
her. Mind.
Well, how do you do, sir?
I am here.
Yeah, I see you there.
You do not know who I am, but I know who you are.
Well, I'm proud to know you.
Lom, I believe I better go out and make the delivery.
You stay right here now.
Permit me to introduce myself. I am Hisari.
I do, Mr. Sir.
I have come a long way. Mm. I have come from Tibet. From the Forbidden Valley, high in the Kunlun Mountains.
Kunlun?
Lom, I hate to be late with them D-levers.
Abner, come back here.
I have a mission to recover the sacred diamond of the cult of the Black Leopard. So, where is it?
I ain't got it. I just ain't got it.
Do not waste time. Hisari knows all things.
I tell you, I ain't got it. Abner taken it to the county seat and left it at the jewelry store there.
Is this the truth you speak?
Yeah, honest it is. And I don't know where it's at now, because the jewelry feller died yesterday, and his woman left town. We don't know where she went to.
The jeweler? He's dead, you say?
Yeah.
Ah, the path of death and destruction. You may be telling the truth. But if you are not...
What you're drawing your finger across your throat
for? If diamond is ever found in your possession again, you will know the fury of the Black Leopard. And remember, Hisari never fails.
What did he draw his finger across his throat for?
I don't know, but I never liked the sound of it. I'll tell you this.
Let me sit down here before my legs give away.
I don't believe I much like that fella.
You know, Abner, I'm glad now I never had that diamond. I believe you done me a favor and saved.
I know I did, Lum. It's what I was trying to tell you. I taken the thing in there and got shut up.
One more for room.
Lummy, don't sneak up on a fella that way,
no.
Cedric. Scare me half to death there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here's a package come for you in the mail.
Oh, package. Well, give it here, Cedric. Mm-hmm. Don't stand there and hold it. Doggy feller's nervous and tore up as I am anyway.
Yeah. Say, who was that feller I just seen leave the store? He asked me a lot of questions the other day.
Oh, my goodness, Lum.
What is it?
Here.
What is it?
It's a diamond. The jewelry store sent it back.